Okay, today's daf Mem Zayin. We are on daf Mem Vav on the days on the bottom line. And today's shiur is sponsored by the Han family, Le'il Nishmas Tulsa Bas Naftali, whose yahrzeit is today. Shalom Shav and Aliyah. So we're talking about, we ended off yesterday being mechabed people at the Suda, being mechabed benching, being mechabed Naim Machmonim. So Gemara got a little tangent, Tanur Rabbanan. Ein Echadin, you don't have to give kavod to somebody. Lo bedrachim, not on the road, like who goes first. Lo b'gisharim, not on the bridge. You know, the rope. You can go first. I'll be mechabed you. You know, there's no such thing. No such kibud like that. Tosfa says, but wait a minute. There's a story in Shabbos where they did do that by the road. He was mechabed him. So the answer is, Tosfa says the answer is, if you're going out together, you're mechabed somebody. If you have to meet like in the traffic, you don't have to be mechabed. Otherwise, you'll never move. You'll always be waiting there for someone else. Okay, below biyadaya mizuamos, not with dirty hands. There's no kibud in dirty hands. Rashi says, "Benetilas mayim achronim." Right? Hey, you can do mayim achronim first. Your hands are very dirty. You can go mayim achronim first. What kind of kibud is that? Right? Your hands are so. You go first. You got to wash those hands. Right? What kind of kibud is that? Others say, "What are you talking about? Didn't we say yesterday that the gadol washes netilas mayim achronim first?" So, both are true, right? You be mechabed, and by the same token, your hands are very dirty. What kind of covet is that? Others say it means the mayim hamtsoim. They bring water in the middle of a suda, which we don't want to do that today. They bring water in the middle of a suda, and then you don't have to be mechabed the gadol first. Okay.
Are we not distinguishing someone on account of his gadol,
that
how dirty his hands are? Is that...
What kind of covet is that? that's what I'm saying. It's a funny covet. That's what the Gemara says. No such thing. Even though we did say yesterday that you are mechavid the gadol to wash first.
Right.
So what do you mean? Your hands are dirty, go wash first? What kind of covet is that? So some say this doesn't mean mayim. Rashi says, b'netilas mayim achronim. There's no covet in mayim achronim. But the Gemara said yesterday there is.
Yeah.
So how do you explain that? And the reason why there's no covet in mayim achronim makes sense. What kind of covet is that? To say your hands are very dirty, you must wash first. That's not covet. So you have to give them some answer. I'm not sure what the answer is. If you say it's not talking about mayim achronim, you'll say it's time, you know, people wash their hands in the middle of the suda.
Didn't we say yesterday or the day before that the person who benches gets the first mayim achronim?
Yeah, and then we... What? No, because it's covet. You're washing first, you're benching, it's a big covet. Now we're saying, not such a covet. It means the guy's a slob, right? So what kind of covet is that? I'm not really sure of the answer. Okay. Ravin Rabaya, Havika Azli Be'urcha. Ravin and Abaya were going on the way. Kadmei chavrei de Ravin la d'Abaya. Ravin's donkey cut off Abaya's donkey, right? You all know what that means. V'lo amalei nezelmar. He didn't say, excuse me, sir, I got to go first. Well, we didn't let him go first.
Who didn't say?
Amar, he said, midasalik, Amar, midasalik lav mirabanan merava gasli daite. Let us show off this guy, you know, this rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. But not impressed. Ki yomar l'pischa de Bekirishto, when they got to the entrance of the shul, Amalei Neil Mar, you can go first. Amalei Ad Hashalav Marana. But beforehand there wasn't a Mar. You could cut me off. Amalei Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ein Mechabdin El Pesach Sheish Bo Mezuzah. You only have to give a kavod to somebody when there's a mezuzah in the house of the mezuzah. It's down on the road. No, there's no inyan. This be mezuzah in. The last be mezuzah low. Only if there's a mezuzah, yeah, and if not, not. El Meat the Beis Hakneses Beis Hamedrash. The last be mezuzah Hachinam Deim Nechabdin. So a shul or a Beis Hamedrash. Also, technically, it's a complicated sugya. Doesn't have to have a mezuzah. So, even here, you didn't have to give me a kavod. It didn't mean a house with a mezuzah. Ela ema, the Pesach haroy le mezuzah. A Pesach that's roy for mezuzah. Okay, there could be technical reasons why only the Beis Hamidrash itself might not need a mezuzah. All the side rooms for sure need. There's a halacha like that. It's out there. But he didn't mean to say only that kind of... Any door that would normally have a mezuzah, I have to give you a kavod. So, on the road, I didn't have to. Here, I had to. Amr v'hu de rei de Roshmul bar Shilas and Shei de Rav. Ein ha-mesubin v'shayim lechel klum. The other guests are not allowed to eat ad yitom ha-botzeya. Until the botzeya eats first. No one else is allowed to eat till the botzeya eats first. Yosef Rav Safra, and Rav Safra said v'karman, he said, litom itmar. It didn't say eat, it said taste. He didn't say you can not let it eat before the Bautzeya. says you're not allowed to taste before the Oteh. L'may nafkamina, what's the difference? Right? And the Gemara answers, Shechayiv Adam Loma B'Loshan Rabba. You have to say your Rebbe's Loshan. The difference is not, well, tasting is not eating. No, that can't be the difference because it wouldn't make sense to say that, because if you're waiting for the Balabas, why are you waiting for him? Why can't you eat before the Balabas eats? We're going to see in Tosfos, it makes a difference if you have your own challah, if you don't have your own challah. If you have your own wine, if you don't have your own wine. If you don't have your own challah, we'll get to there's a machlokas.
You have to wait.
What? You have? No. Does the Botseya have to eat before he gives out the challah? If he does, then you're waiting anyway. If he doesn't, then you have to wait. Why are you waiting? Because it's covered. So if it's covered to wait, so what's the difference if you're eating it or you're tasting it? It doesn't make a difference. So what's the difference? The answer is my Rebbe said tasting. My said Rebbe, the word tasting, I'm using that same word. Eating, it means the same thing. But remember, that thing is my Lashon or my Rebbe. Fine. Tana Rabbanan, Shnayim Mamtinin Zeh L'Zeh B'Kaira. Two people are sitting at a table. I guess they're eating from the common plate. You have to wait. Right? Shlosha Ein Mamtinin. If there's three people, you don't have to wait.
Wait
for the other person.
Wait for the other person.
Habotzeya, Hu Poshit Yodo Tchila. The guy who's leading the meal. He led the washing. He gets first. And if he wants to be mechabed someone else, he's certainly allowed to do that. Okay?
Or anybody. It's not just
anybody else. So look at the top Tosfos. Look what he says. Tema. Now, who's Saba? There was some Saba, the Arvi Pesachim and Arvi Pesachim, the Gachin Vishasi, that he drank before the Gerbe Kiddush drank. Alma, you see, the Shasi called him Hamavarech. He made Kiddush, he drank before the guy who made Kiddush drank. So you see, that's not so true. He was saying, you're not allowed to do that. He did it, that's the Saba. Shema, first answer is, Shema Yesh Lechalek Ben Achil L'Shtia. Maybe eating and drinking is different. Then he says, Inami Yesh, I don't like that answer. Inami Yesh Loma, you can give another answer. Deshasa, Delo Shasa El Laharos Lo Maisa, Shalaha Yitzarech Loma Yoser. He meant the guy was maybe saying like a lot of, you know, who knows what, a lot of tefillas, and the guy was like, you know, come on already. He showed up his cup, enough with your tefillas, make kiddush already. Right? Enough with your introductory tefillas that goes on for pages and pages, just make kiddush already. Maybe that's another answer. Three, Ubi Yerushalmi, Yesh, Kishyesh, Lechol, Echad, Kikaro, Okoso, Biyado. If everybody has their own cup and their own bread, Yecholim lishtos afilu kodem hamavarech. You could wash and you could eat before the balabas. And by the way, we all do this. Say, where do we do this? Says Tosfos. V'gabi ahu saba ha'ilo kosa biyado. This saba had his own cup, right? V'hachi isi biyushalmi, amar of bone b'shem rav, ein hamasubim rishayim l'tom adji yitom hamavarech. You're not allowed to eat until the mavarech eats. You can, you're allowed to drink. For low plea, you're not arguing. Rabon, b'shem, rav, shezokok, lakos, echad. That's only have one cup. So I'm going to give out wine to everybody. You have to wait for me. Everyone has their own cup. So everybody does this. Where? Where does everybody do this? At a simcha. V'chein, asa rabbeinu shimshon, b'chuppah. He went to a wedding. Achas, one wedding. Shabbat ha'chasan ha'motzi. The chasan makes ha'motzi. By the time he makes ha'motzi, half the place already left. Right? They ate and left already. Right? V'haya botzei rabbeinu shimshon ha'pas shaylofan of ochel. He had a plate in front of him with bread. He made it while he washed that. He didn't wait for the chasan. And the chasan's quote-unquote the balabas. You're a guest. It's not your house.
He's not being motzei you in motzi.
What? Who said? You know why he's not? Because you have your own bread there. So of course he's not. It's exactly the point. Right? Listen to this now. Vasar Mikutzi, the officer from Kutzi, right, they made a book about him. Vasar Mikutzi, Haya Omer, in Bata HaMavarech, if the Mavarech is cutting up the challah, V'noshe L'kol Echad V'Echad, L'kol Echad, Chalko, it's giving everyone a piece of challah, Ein Tzarech L'Hamtin Kol Echad Ad Shiyitam HaMavarech. You don't have to wait for the Mavarech to eat his bread. Sarmikutzi's mashma, that he would cut challah for everybody and then eat last. Right. Or in the middle, but not first. That's what it sounds like. You don't have to wait for the guy. He's you sit at the end of the table. He gives the challah to you. You don't have to wait for him to eat. You can eat before he eats. It's a funny thing because the guy's cutting up the challah, not eating it first. Right? Are you not allowed to do that? Hainu lahaktim ulubotzeya menapas shebata hamavarech. I'm not sure what that means. That means to cut up the bread before the boteya cuts up the bread? What, you can't wait, mamish? You're going to go to his seat and cut up his challah? Is that what it means? They can't do that. But to eat before he eats, of course you can do that. That's what it sounds like. Right? Lahaktim ulubotzeya menapas shebata hamavarech. After that, it's not a problem. Now, the Taz says, you should never do this. You should never do this. You caught up challah, you should eat challah first. Right? Right? Which is what most of us do. You should eat challah first. Why? What's the reason I have to eat challah first? To minimize the hefsik, that's the only reason. To minimize the hefsik, right? You minimize the hefsik, you eat challah first. This whole thing never comes up. Then he gives everyone they want, and they can eat. That's what the Taz says. However, the Bar Mordechai says, no, it's all under one bracha, and there's no hefsek. Everyone's waiting for you, and there's no hefsek, especially on Shabbos. The Shabbos, there's another factor here, it's called Lecha Mishnah.
Right.
So nobody has Lecha Mishnah. So if no one has Lecha Mishnah, they're relying on your Lecha Mishnah. If they're relying on your Lecha Mishnah, then says the Bar Mordechai, there's no reason why you have to eat first. You're interesting, I never knew that. There's no reason why you have to eat first. It's all one bracha, there's no hefsek. The other guy is just like no different than you. You want to give him first? You want to show him COVID? I'm going to give you the first piece of challah? Nothing wrong with that. Taz says, don't do that. Yeah. I think most people hold the Taz. Most people don't do that. They don't give it out. Because why resort to the hefsek if they don't have to? Right? Okay. We're going to say in a minute, Habatehu poshiyot tchila, litval pito, vibol lachalah COVID l'rabo, rishai. What the Gemara did say. If you want to give the cover to someone else, you can give the cover to someone else. Which sounds like the Mamre Mordechai a little bit. You don't have to do it first.
If you don't do it first, yeah. Sorry, if you do do it first, but you just take a mouthful, and then you serve everyone else, isn't there a risk that you haven't done Kadeh pass?
It's a fair point. You have 2-3 minutes, I mean. We always make, except for Pesach night, we always make it on the shiur. Right? So you eat a little bit of, you eat a normal piece of challah, then everybody you have your shiur. Right? So for Pesach, you got to eat like, 12 times that amount. But otherwise, we usually eat a piece of challah, you yotze. So most people don't eat the whole challah first. They take a bite, then they start cutting up and they give it everyone out. Right? So he's right. He has a point. It's a fair point. So make sure that you do it quickly, or like give other people lacha mishnah, so they can do the other half of the table. And then you don't have to worry about the problem. That's a good question. Yeah. Fine. Okay.
You
could do that.
If you wash them, it has to be 20 minutes until you actually make the most. You wait for everyone to wash. But then...
No, they shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. You should make a most. They'll have one sitting down.
I know, right. You have to be waiting for people for 20 minutes. But then, the minute you make the bracha, you got to eat before...
Right.
Yeah. I saw also Hasidim give their wives first.
And before themselves. I mean, that's it.
Maybe they mechabed them.
I never knew this, Mamre Mordechai. I thought there's no shiloh you have to eat first. I never knew there's another angle. I never knew that. I think it's a minority opinion, but it's out there, so it's fine. Okay. Rav Bar Bar Chana, back to the Gemara. Habe Asik Le Lebrei, Beirab Shmuel Bar Katina. He was making a wedding. So kadim v'yasev kamasani le libre. So you got to teach him the malachas. He said, "Ena botzei roshay lebtzoa, atchiyach la'omen mipi ha'onim." You can't start cutting the bread until everybody says amen. Everybody has to say amen. Why? Everybody has to say amen. Rebbe Nebuchai says, unbelievable thing. He says, when you make a bracha, then that's one edus. When they say amen, it's Eidus again on the bracha, on the Shevach. You have two Eidim. If you and them. It's two Eidim. And therefore you have to wait for them. Say Amen. Very interesting. I never knew that. That's not a halachic thing. That's a hashkafa thing. It's a nice thing to say over, but it's not really halacha. Anyway, Rav Chista Omar, you pi Rov Onim. No, you only have to wait for Rov of the Onim. Only Rov.
question.
We wait for every single person?
Oh.
You don't say every single person? Right? Row, and row is it, row is it off. Amalei Rovi Bar Chama, Maishna Ruba, Dakati Lo Kalya Bracha, Miutanami Lo Kalya Bracha. What's the difference between row and a miut? The bracha is not finished. Amalei, Shani Omer Kala One Omen Yosem Midai, Eina Elatoa. If you wait too long, it's a mistake. Well, how long are you slipping your Amen for? How are you doing? Everyone's, Rove said Amen. I'm still saying Amen. How long does it take to say Amen? So, that's not right. It's a mistake. I don't have to wait for people making a mistake. Fine. Yeah. Okay. And the Shlo says, if you say Amen too long, it's like he didn't say Amen because it doesn't sound like anything. Fine. Tanu Rabbanan. Ein onin. Lo amen chatufa. Amen chatufa means a bunch of things. Either you said the word imain instead of amen, or the Meiri says it means you said the amen, some other kinds of thing. The Aruch says that you said it so quickly, right? You said it before the guy finished the bracha.
Yeah.
The guy's singing and you say amen, he didn't even finish the bracha yet. That's an amen chatufa. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's you say it too fast. V'lo amen ketufa.
Rashi
is the first one. Imein.
Shekorin
is the aleph bechataf. You say the aleph with a chataf, right? V'lo pasach. V'omer amen v'utzarch l'omer amen. There's no nekudos. That's what he means. According to the Masifta, that's what he means. V'lo ketufa. What's a ketufa? Rashi says it means you say the aleph and the mem. You never say the nun. Amen. That's it. Stop right that. That's what Rashi says. Others say, the Aruch says it means that you break up the word into two.
Amen.
Amen. Or like that, something like that. And the lo, amen yisoma. Not an amen yisoma, an orphaned amen. Rashi says that means, shelo shama habracha, ela sheshama sheon an amen. Right. You didn't hear the bracha. You just heard them say, I'll say amen too. What is the amen about? Right?
Yeah, but then they have the
Shulam Alexander. Oh, Damrinam Ba'achalil, B'shal Alexander, the Shulam Mitzrayim, Haya, Manifim, Asudarim, they wave flags. Shigia Eis Lanos Amen. To when it was time to say Amen. Alma, Lo Shama, V'lo Anu. Otherwise, they wouldn't have heard, they wouldn't answer. So how could you say Amen? They don't even know what he's saying Amen on. Says Rashi, no. Hanu miyada yada shem onim achar bracha. Vel eze bracha im onim. They were following the Siddur in order. They knew which bracha it was in Shimon Esrei. They just couldn't hear it. Such a big room, right? They didn't have microphones, right? Imagine no microphone. They see a mashas. They can't hear a thing, right? So El Shohayu Majom Es Hakol. They didn't hear the voice. Others give another answer. Others say like this. The only time you have to hear the whole bracha is if they're being motzi you. So if they're not being motzi you, you don't have to hear the bracha. So if you walk into shul, right? The minute you walk in, you hear everyone say Amen. You can say Amen. What's the Amen on? Is it Kaddish? I have no idea what it is. It doesn't matter what it is. They're not being mowed to you. No problem with that. We're going to have a little... We're going to have to...
The danger that they could be saying, what's it, not in the shul, but someplace else, not because...
Later in the week, we're going to say that you can't answer Amen to Kusim unless you hear the whole bracha. Because they fixed the bracha, they changed things. But you have a regular shul, but no one's Kusim. So, and a chanami. Want to say Amen? What's Amen mean? Yeah, Amen. Whatever you said, I agree. I agree with that. I agree with that Kaddish. I agree with that bracha in Shimon Esrei. So it doesn't matter which one it is. Make a difference. They're not being motzi you anyway. If they're being motzi, you have to hear the whole bracha.
If you have a chazan who sort of milks every word.
Yeah.
You say amen thinking is finished. And
that's a problem.
Is that a chatufa?
Yes. Or it's a ketu. It's one of them.
Yeah.
And last one. V'lo yizrok amen piv. Don't just throw out amens. Right? What does that mean? Benaze omer kala ona amen yisoma. You bani yisomim. This is very harsh. You answer amen yisomim. If you have children of yisomim, chatufa yitzchatfu yamav. Your life will be cut off. Ketufa yitzchatfu yamav. Your days will be cut off. V'chala ma'irich ba'amen. If you're ma'irich in an amen, whatever that means, ma'irich lo yamav u'shnosav. Your years and your days will be lengthened. Notice by the bad one, it only says your days, but here it says your years and your days. Why? Because a mida tov is better than mida pros. What does it mean? Years and days. If it's, what does that mean? Both. What's both? So one's in time and one's in quality. Not only will you have long life, you'll have a quality life. That's why it says days and years.
Which is, in a little toe, and now we're saying you should be married. Is he arguing on
that? It's not arguing. It's a different kind of thing. Rav Shmuel HaVayasi B'Sudasa. Rav Shmuel was sitting in a Suda. Asa Rav Shini Bar Chia Havei Kamis Harev V'Achel. Eating very fast. He was eating very fast, trying to catch up to the meal. Right? Amalei Rav. My Daitecho. Let's Terufei B'Hadon. You want to catch up so you can bench with us? The Zumin. Anana Chilmelon. We finished eating already. Amalei Shmuel. What do you mean? We finished eating already. Ilu Maisili Ardilaya V'Guzlaya La'aba Milo Achlinan. So they brought you out some more things. You wouldn't eat it? Right? You're not finished eating it. Talmid de Rav have a Yasu B'Sudasa. They were sitting in the Suda. All, by the way, look at Tosfos. Kol Amayrich Ba'amein Marichin L'Yom V'Shnosav. Obavad Shol Yarech Yosem Yidai. Not too long. V'taymo L'fisha Ein Kriyas Tateva Kimashma Shumarech Yosem Yidai. Because then it doesn't sound like the word Amein when you schlep it so long. What's the cutoff? I don't know. We all know what that cutoff is. Umaskana de Milsa. Fine. That you have to wait for Rove people to answer Amen. Not everybody, Rove. Fine. Where am I up to? Yeah, so Tamid the Rav of Yasi B'Sudai, they're sitting in the Suda. All Rav Acha showed up. Amri, Asa Gav Rabach the Mevarichlan. Well, you should lead us in the Brachas. Amalahu, Mitzav Ritu the Gadol HaMevarich. You think I should lead because I'm the Gadol? Iker Shebesu the Mevarich. I just showed up late. I'm a latecomer. I'm a Johnny come lately. I should lead the brachas. That's not right. Iker suda hamavarech. The main guy at the suda. Velchasa gadol mavarech. Afagaf to atzal b'self. That's not true. Even though it comes at the end, he's the one who should lead benching. Or lead the brachas. Okay. So now onto more grounded halachas. Achal demai. We said if you ate demai. You can count that in a zimun. You can be counted in a zimun if you ate demai. What's demai? Demai is something that we don't know what it is, and you're not supposed to eat it unless you take off trumas and maizras. Right. But if you ate demai without taking off trumas and maizras, you can be included in the zimun. Halo chazile, be not allowed to eat demai. How could you be included in the zimun? Says the Gemara, kivadi boy mifkar lohu nechase. If you want, you can be mafgir nechasim. Tavi ani, and then you'll be an ani, v'chazi lei, and then you'll be roy to eat demai, because you're an ani, and an ani is allowed to eat demai, because demai is only a chumrah. Most even amaratzim, gave off truma. Some didn't. Truma everyone gave, they say, the amaratzim. The truma everyone gave. So they didn't give meiser. So no, and the truma's meiser in there. Most gave. A few didn't give. So you're an ani, they will make it. If you're a traveler, all these kinds of people so since you can give all your possessions away, you can become an ani, therefore it's chazi. Says the Panei Yeshiva, what kind of thing is that? But you didn't give your money away, so you're not allowed to eat it. What do you mean I could give it away? But I didn't. What kind of answer is that? I could be mafkir ben nechasim, and then I'll be able to eat it. But you didn't do that. You're sitting in your big fancy house. What does that mean, I could be mafkir ben nechasim? What kind of answer is that? So he gives a very lovish answer. He says like this, what's the reason why you can't bench on demai? Because the mitzvah baba vera, right? He holds, says B'nai Yeshua, the rule of mitzvah baba vera only applies if there's no way to get out of the avera. If there's a way to get out of the avera in a halachic way, that's not a mitzvah baba vera. Since I could be mafkir and menachasim, even if I'm not mafkir them, of course I'm not mafkir them. I'm mafkir menachasim for this cookie? It's ridiculous. I'm not mafkir menachasim, but since I could be mafkir menachasim, and if a mafkir menachasim will not be a mitzvah baba avera, then it's never a mitzvah baba avera. That's a lum that's a mitzvah baba avera. Right? Okay.
Is that the reason why?
Because
it's a mitzvah baba
avera? That's what he says.
I understand why you don't make a bracha or shayna tonight because you have it sitting in front of you. So you can't make a bracha.
Why not? It's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid if you make a bracha rishona on something not kosher. Okay. It's a big mitzvah machlokas rishona. So what does that mean?
That means that if you're doing an avera, the act of the avera, you don't make a bracha on it.
Right. How can we show them that you do?
I don't know. But over here, you already finished
eating. So what? The whole thing doesn't make sense.
You're done already. The food's out of here.
So the whole kasha doesn't even make any sense. The whole terrace, nothing makes sense. What do you mean I could be masked by the chasm? But you didn't do it.
I don't understand the question. You should be able to bench on the right because you already finished doing it.
So you already finished it.
Doesn't come together with the
No, but you're benching now.
You're benching
Right? You're benching on something that you didn't have air with. No, it doesn't.
You're not actually not.
It's not at the same time, you're saying.
Yeah.
Fair, it's a fair point.
Also, okay.
On Hilchazimun.
Or even on the benching.
Right here.
Chacham never would have said that, okay, we're making Xerah, but if you do eat it, okay, you got a bench.
Right.
Still mitzvah to the bench.
I hear.
Part of the Takar Lachacham.
It could be. It could be. Okay, it's good.
How about if he actually takes Maisa on the Demai? Isn't that better?
Yeah, he didn't do that.
No, but same. So he says he could have given him Afkaris in the Chasa, or just taking Maisa. Right. Why is that an option?
That's a good question also. But it did not. Machilim Asaniyim Demai, the answer is, because you're right. Didnan. Machilas aniyim demai, v'sachsani demai. You're allowed to give aniyim demai, and achsani demai. Guess achsani soldiers. You're in the army. You come to. There's nothing to eat. They don't give you good rations over there in the army. So you see some demai. Oh, maybe it's demai. You don't have to give off tumas and maizers and waste more of it. You can eat the whole thing without doing that. Same thing with oni. Oni has to give off. He's an oni. He has to give off more tumas and maizers. Misafik? No. Regular person has to do that. You don't have to do that. You're an oni. Why? Because you probably gave off the mai anyway to chumrah, and therefore we're makel in terms of aniyim. So Beishamai omrim, no, in machilas aniyim vetzach sanya demai. No. For Beishamai says you don't have to do that. Why is that mentioned here? And Beishamai said you don't have to. You're not allowed to do that. So Tosfos says if you ever come up with a mishnah that says you don't have to do it, you should know it's Beishamai shita, and we don't hold like that because you don't hold Beishamai. Okay. Now next, ma'aser rishon shenot l'trumaso. Right? That's a good zimun. If you have ma'aser rishon, you took off truma, that's good food. It's a pshita, it's obvious, no? Lo tzvicha ela shehekdimu b'shibalim. Now, you know what you did? You went ahead and you took off ma'aser before truma, when they were in stalks. You gave off Trumas Meiser, you're a Levi, you're a very anal retentive Levi. You ran to take off the Trumas Meiser before the Truma was taken off. V'lo hefesh remenu Truma gedola. U'kadov yavo. Amar yavo, amar shlakish, Meiser Rishon, shekdimu b'shibalim. Meiser Rishon, where the Levi came and got the Meiser Rishon before the Truma, which is out of order. Partami Truma gedola. There's no Truma gedola anymore. We've jipped off the Kohen on some Truma. Shema, like it says, V'arimosem, imenu Truma Hashem, Meiser menu Meiser. Ma'aser ben amarsi ma'adilacha. V'lo b'truma gedolo, trumas ma'aser ben amaser. Amalei Rav Pavel Abaya, ihachi afilu hikdimu b'kri'nami. Then even if you did that when it was in a kri, it was in a pile, at a different stage, also the same halacha should be, there's no truma, and that's not true. Amalei, alecha amar kra, about that it says, b'chal ma'aser osechum tarimu. No, there you have to give off truma. Umay ra'es, why is a pile of wheat different than the stalks of wheat? It's high idgin, the high low idgin. When it's in a kri, when it's in a pile already, it's considered dagon, and therefore truma has to be given. It's before that stage, it's only in stalks, it's not called dagon yet, and therefore truma doesn't have to be given. Ma'aser sheni v'hektish sheniftu. If ma'aser sheni and hektish were taken off, then it's fine. So pshita, that's obvious. It's good food. Hachamai iskinen, kigoshenosan as a karen, v'lonosan as a chomesh. Now you didn't give the fifth. Kamash malan, ain't chomesh ma'akev. That's not ma'akev. Right? Next, Hashamash Acha Kazayas, Sapshita, the Shamash ate a Kazayas. What's the Shaila, the waiter? Now the team, I would have thought Shamash Lokava, because that Kovea with you. He's running to every table. Kamash Lon is Kovea enough. You could bench with him. The Akusi Mizamna love. Akusi also could enter into a Zim with you. Amai, Lo Ye El Amaretz. Why is Akusi worse than an Amaretz? The Tanya, Ain Mizamna Al Amaretz. You can't use Amaretz in a Zimun. Right? Abaya Amar, Kusi Chover. This guy's a Tamachachim Kusi. He's a kuzi tamachacham. He's a chaver. He knows halachas. Rava amar. Now, afilu tamal kuzi amaretz. V'acha ba'ama aretz derabanan. His amaretz derabanan. The pligi aleh derameir eskinan. He's an amaretz, not according to only some shitas. You ever heard that insult? You're an amaretz according to every shita. Right? This guy's an this guy's an amaretz only according to some shitas.
It's true. He doesn't
get insulted by it. Right? The Tanya. Ezu Amaret, who's an Amaret? Kol she'en ochel chula b'chum b'tahira. Div Rameir. Rameir says you don't eat your chulin b'tahira. You don't treat your chulin like it's chumah. That's already an Amaret. That's very high madrigal for an Amaret. Chum omrim kol she'en ma'aser perosa of kuroi. No, someone doesn't take off chumah and ma'aser properly. V'hani kusai it's through ma'aser.
What's the reason why we don't count an Amaret towards
Zimun? We'll see in a minute. V'hani kusai asure ma'aser Kidichazi, did Kusim take off Truman's Maisis the right way? They do the right thing. Did Bemai, did Kusim about right? The Mitzvah Zar. Whatever it says in the Torah, they're very careful. They do it. Damar Mar, call Mitzvah Shez Zigu Ba Kusim, Harbe, Medakta Kidba Yosim Yisrael. They're more Medakta than Jews. So that if you can, a Kusim like that you can hold from, right? We're talking about a Kusim, that you can hold from. Why? They take off, if that's the definition of Am Aretz, they take off, they're not Am Aretz. Tanar Abonim, Ezu Am Aretz. What's an Am Aretz? Says Rashi, Shadibru Chachamim B'chol Makom. That the Chacham always talk about Am Aretz. What is that? Kol She'eino Kari Kriyat Shema Arvus Shachris. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Someone who doesn't say Kriyat Shema Shachris and Arvus. Rabbi Shu Omer Kol She'eino Maniach Tfilin. You know where he doesn't wear Tfilin. Benazi Omer Kol She'eino Lo Tzitzis B'Bigdol. Doesn't wear Tzitzis. Rabbi Nassan Omer Kol She'eino Bezuzah Al Pitzchah. Doesn't have Bezuzah. Rabbi Nassan Bar Yosef Omer Kol She'eish Lo Banim Ve'eino Megadol Tama Torah. Doesn't teach him Torah. Anyone see a theme about all these things that make you an Am Aretz? One more. Achemor Mafilu Kar Veshana Velo Shimish Tamid Chachamim. You don't study with Tamid Chachamim. Hareza Amaretz, Yer Amaretz. Says the Marsha, all these things are inside Kriyashma. Vishinantan Levanecha, Vidibar Tabam, Mishlon Torah, Tzitzis, Mezuzah, it's all Tfilin. It's all in Kriyashma. You don't even learn Kriyashma. That's why they don't know what they're doing. All the basic things of Judaism are all in Kriyashma. And they're not holding from it. That's an Amaretz. The guy's not makbid in, you know, who knows some chumrah about that's not an Amaretz. These are basic things in Kriyashma. There's the Aleph Beza, right? Until the Marsha said that, I didn't realize that. They're all things in Kriyashma. That makes you an Amaretz. Rav Huna said, Halacha ka achirim. The halacha is like the achirim, right? Says Tosfos, the top one, V'idna now ain anu medaktikim. We're not medaktik about this halacha. V'regilim anu lezamein ba'amaretz, k'damina b'chagiga, k'man d'makablina ha'idna t'udasam amaretz. Who today said you can write an amaretz to your suda? K'man k'rabiosi k'day shal yed kol echad v'ech ho'lech v'bonam mela'atzmo. It's a recipe to go off the derech, to make their own bombas. I can't come to your house, I make my own thing, right? So because of that reason, we don't allow amaretzim. What's the reason? I don't know. I would venture to guess because you shouldn't hang out with amaretzim. That's all. But then they realize that the reason to hang out with them is better than the reason not to hang out with them.
So they can.
You can. Today you can.
I don't think
that's the problem. Well, that wasn't because you're going to learn from them?
Yeah. It's not an ashkafic issue. It's a halacha issue here. Meaning they're not going to answer properly to this.
Well, because the guy doesn't say Kriyat Shema.
He doesn't say Shema. He doesn't have to learn all these things. He's
right.
Not going to answer the
same. Here, it could be that. It could be pshat. Rav Bar Chama lo azmin alei Rav Menashe bar Tachlifa to Tani Safra v'Sifra v'Hilchasa. He didn't invite him, even though he learned. He didn't invite him to Ritzuda, even though he learned Sifra and Sifri and Hilchasa. He learned. He didn't invite him. Kinoch Nashi, the Rav Bar Chama, when he died, Amar Rava lo noch Nashi Rav Bar Chama eled lo azmin a Rav Menashe bar Tachlifa. You know why he died? Because he didn't invite Rav Menashe to the Suda. That's why he died. I v'Tanya Achem Omer Filu Kar v'Shana lo Shem Shmuel Chameza Amaretz. But you have to also be mishamish to Tamid Chacham. It's not enough to be no. You have to hang out with them. You have to learn from them. You have to have shimush. Shani Rav Menashe bar Tachlifa, Dishmash b'lehi l'Rabbanan. He did do that. He did serve them. For Rav Bar Chama, lo halo dalt ba'asve. He didn't check that out. He wasn't careful to check out to make sure about that. Lo shanacher, Dishama shmaitza mipumayhu, d'Rabbanan, v'garis lu, k'tzerv m'Rabbanan dami. They heard him giving over shir. That's good enough too. He's like, he's a Tamid Chacham. He gave over shir. Okay, then we said, Achal Tevel Umayser, you can't be included in without giving off Truma, you can't be included. So Tevel Pshita, if the question is no good. Lo Tzvicha, the Tevel Tevel Midrabanan. Now you gave, it's Tevel Midrabanan. What's Tevel Midrabanan? Hechidami, Ba'atzus Che'en Anakov. It's a flower pot without a hole. So it doesn't get nourishment from the ground. Where does it get nourishment from? Nowhere, in the pot. So that's only Midrabanan, it's not Eretz Yisrael land, it's Midrabanan. Still you can't use that for, you can't, if you ate that without Tevel, if you ate that, you also can't be in a Zimun. Maisa Rishon, that you didn't give off Truma. So Pshita, it's no good. Lo Tzvicha Kigon Shekdamu Bikri. No, you gave off too early. You took off the Truma, the Maisa too early. Ma'adatayim Kedam Alei Papa La'abaya. I would have thought like a Papa said to Abaya that it's also good. Kama Shalom to Kedashayla that it's no good. Maisa Sheni Pshita. Lo Tzvicha Sheniftu V'lo Niftu Kilchasan. It was taken off, but it was taken, what?
Redeemed.
It was redeemed, but it wasn't redeemed properly. You're not allowed to redeem Maaseh Sheni on coins that don't have any tzura, just like slugs. And the hektish shechalu al gabi karka. You redeemed hektish on land. You can't do that either. V'lo padu b'ketzef. Rachman Amar v'nasan ketzef v'kamlo. Therefore, what? Therefore, there wasn't a valid. There wasn't valid. V'ashamish achal pachos mikazayis. After if the waiter ate less than a kazayis, so pshita, how could you include him? He didn't need anything. The answer is, I did tani reisha kazayis. So I say for pasuk mikapachos mikazayis. Of course, there's no chiddush in that. We only said it to be parallel. V'anachri ein mezamin alav pshita. How could you count the nachri? No, it's not really a nachri. Hakam ha'iskinan beger shemol v'lo taval. He's half a Jew. He had milah, but he didn't have tefillah yet. Right? Amar Rab Zera, Amar Rab Yochanan, Olam, Eino Ger, Ajimo, V'tavit Bol. You have to have both. V'kama, D'lo Taval, Nachri, when you don't go to the mikvah, you're still considered a goy. So that guy, he wants to sit down and have him Zimon, you can't include him. Okay? That very, very common case. Noshin V'avadim Ektanim, Eino Zaman Alav, they can't be in a Zimon. Amar Rab Yossi, Katan Hamutal Barisa, Mizaman Alav. A baby, you can count for a Zimon. Baby's in the cradle, he counts it for a Zeman. I vote not, nah, Ashton, I vote not, Amazon, I love. The Bible says he can't do that. Right? Who, the Amr, Kibbe Shub and Levi? The Amr, Kibbe and Levi, Avish, Amr, Katan, and Mutal, Risa, Amazon, I love. You can't use it cotton for a Zeman. Aval, Osin, Oso, Sniff, La Sara. But if you have 9 plus him, you have 10 already. It's close enough. That, a baby. Yeah. Yeah.
Even though the baby's
I don't know.
Even though the baby's not benching alone.
Exactly, so. Exactly.
It's better than a mushroom and an oven.
Exactly, yes.
The baby is definitely not answering.
Vomer Bishum and Levi. Tish of Eved Mitzdarfin. 9 plus an Eved is Mitzdarif. May say, is that true? Maisa Rabbi Eliezer, Shnichnas Abbas HaKnesses. Rabbi Eliezer went to Shul. Velo Matzah Asara. Velo Matzah Asara. There was no minion there. Vishikar Avdo. Vishimul Asara. And it was Meshacher his Eved to make the minion. So what do you see? Shikharin. Have to be Meshacherim. Lo Shikhar Lo. It wasn't Meshacher, they wasn't going to get a minion. So you see that you can't use an Eved. Answers the Gemara, Trey Itzdruche. He had 2 Avadim with him. So Shichar Chad, V'nafik Chad. You can't use 2 Avadim. You can only use 1 Eved. So you have the free one. Asks the Gemara, V'hechi Avid Hachi. How can he do that? V'amar Rav Yehuda, Kala Meshacher, Avdo, Over Basay. If you free your Eved, you're over an Asay. Shnamer, Ol Behem Tavodu. Answers the Gemara, Lidvar mitzvah, shiny. For a mitzvah, it's different. Right? Does a mitzvah of davening with a minion override the assay of not freeing your Eved? So the Ramban asked that question. Does it override that assay? That sounds crazy, right? So there's a bunch of answers to this question. The Ramban answers that if Hashem walks into a base of measures and doesn't find a minion, he gets angry. You know what? It overrides it. That's one answer the Ramban says, the value of a minion. The Rashba says that mitzvah derabim, we're going to answer is shiny. Not stam mitzvah, it's mitzvah derabim. That's another answer. The Meiri says that your aveira of not freeing an eved overrides a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, but there's 9 other people waiting for a minion. Your aveira of freeing him has nothing to do with them. Right. So because they're going to have a minion, you lose. And you're allowed to free the Eved. That's another answer. Some say no, that the mitzvah of Olam Avodu is only mitzvah Darabanan. Okay. Mitzvah Baba Avera he, but it's a mitzvah Baba Avera. Only 2 places in Chach where it uses the phrase mitzvah Baba Avera. This is one of them. The other one's by Elul of Agazel. That's it. Only 2 places in Chach where it mentions mitzvah Baba Avera. No, mitzvah Darabim Shiny. It's a mitzvah Darabim. So therefore what? Therefore it's not a mitzvah Baba Avera anymore. So Rashi says, Lahotzi Rabin Midei Chavasom B'Kedusha. To be motzi everybody with Kedusha. Right?
We're talking about benching here.
No, we're talking about shul.
It's
davening. Right? You hear that? So turns out that davening with the minion is only the Rabbanan, and freeing your Eved is a Doraisa, and the mitzvah Darabim of a Darabanan beats a mitzvah Doraisa. That's fascinating. Right? That's fascinating. A mitzvah Darabanan will beat a mitzvah Doraisa. Right? That's absolutely fascinating.
It's a numbers.
Right?
It's a numbers.
What?
It's a numbers.
Correct. Right?
This whole thing is very hard to understand because none of the answers were as good as the question.
What? Yeah.
None of the answers really.
Yeah. And so Tosfos says, Mikan kasha lebahag, second Tosfos, the pirish, the misha meis lo meis, be yontif ha'achron, someone has a person who passes away on the last day of yontif, davelus noeg. Davelus is noeg. Why? Because the last day of yontif is only derabanan. And davelus is deraisa. So didn't we just have to finish saying that a mitzvah derabanan beats a mitzvah deraisa? Says Tosfos, v'loas, it's not true. V'loas yontif ha'achron, derabanan, v'dach yavelus deraisa. How could the last day of yontif, which is derabanan, push off the avails, which is the rice? How can it do that? Says the Bahag, it doesn't do that. Says, what are you talking about? Agamar says that the mitzvah derabim.
Agamar is the opposite.
Exactly.
No, Agamar is the opposite in the sense that the rabbanon here in Agamar, the deraisa, the derabanon is pushing off the is
you're it's pushing off the deraisa. So too, yontif is the last day, yontif is the derabanan, it pushes off the deraisa, and shiva starts the next day. It's exactly the same thing. Don't tell me shiva starts on yontif, it's ridiculous. Yeah, but avails the deraisa and the yontif is on the derabanan. Not true. Doesn't make a difference. The Rabbanon pushes off the Daraisa. So Tosa says. And then I'm passing like that. Nobody said Shiva Yontif, even if it's the last day in Chutz Laretz. Nobody does that. Simchas Torah. Already in Israel, it's already a weekday. Here it's a Yontif. Nobody said Shiva on Simchas Torah.
In the case of the Avelos, the restriction is the Rabbanon. In our case, the restriction is the Daraisa. The Daraisa is what's stopping you. In the case, it's not that an equal case. In the case of the Avelos, the restriction is the Rabbanon. And here,
it's holding you back. Yeah, but it's the same idea. The idea is that the Darabanan push,
that it's
pushing off the Daraisa.
One is one you're overcoming the Daraisa, one you're overcoming the Darabanan. It's not the same.
I hear. Okay.
Restriction is different.
But it's the same idea. Okay. Okay, let's see if we can do a little more. Amir Shua ben Levi. L'olam yashka madalam beis ha-kinesis. Kedesh yitz kevyin ne ma'asar rishonim. You try to read from the first 10. You know why? Shafilu mei abam achra. 100 people come afterwards. Kiba al schakum. You get their schar. Schar kum. Well, you get their schar? Why do you get their schar? You don't get their schar. Rather, no stimulus schar connected kulam. You get the schar equal to them. That's what you get. Amravuna. Tisha v'aron mitzdarifin. 9 plus the aron is mitzdarif for a minion. Really? Amalei v'mnachin v'aron gavru. What, the aron's a person? Ella, amravuna. Tisha v'nirin katsar mitzdarifin. It looks like 10, it's good enough. So if it looks like 10, meaning 9, it looks like 10 is good enough. So why did the Mishnah say, why did they say it's like an aron? Unbelievable thing. It doesn't mean the Aron HaKodesh in the room. It means the Aron in the Beis HaMikdash. The Aron in the Beis HaMikdash, Einam in Amida, didn't take up any space. So it didn't look like it wasn't there. So too, you have 9, it looks like it's 10, it's good enough. Some say when they're spread out, and some say when no, just opposite, when they're all together. If you walk into the shul, there's like 9 people here, but it's all spread out, it looks like 10, or if it's all crowded, it looks like 10. Either way. Okay? Amr of Ami, Shnayim v'Shabbos mitzdarfim. You have 2 people for Zeman plus Shabbos, it's mitzdarif. Amr of Nachman for Zeman. Amr of Nachman, Shabbos gavru, Shabbos is a person? That's not a person. El Amr of Ami, Shein Tamid Chachamim ha-machad and zeh ba'alacha, mitzdarfim. 2 Tamid Chachamim also is mitzdarif. Machri of Chista can go on another of Sheshes, Machri of Sheshes can another of Chista. They each pointed to each other. Amr of Yochan, Katun Pareach mezamen alav. Rashi says it means that he has simonim already, even though he doesn't have the years. He's under 13, but he already has simanim. He can count him for a zimun. He can count him for a zimun. Tanya nam hachi, katan shevi shtei sairos, mezamen alav. If a katan has 2 hairs, he can be mezamen. Shol hevi shtei sairos, ein mezamen alav. Ve medaktikin bekatan. When I'm medaktik. So, hagu fakasha. Amarta, hevi shtei sairos, ein lo, hevi lo. Yes, and then we have the tanya, ein medaktikin bekatan. Lasuye mai. Lav lasuye comes to include Katon Pareach, the Katon who is on this stage where he has the Simanim, but he doesn't have the Shanim yet. Now, when I was asking about that, we don't have to ask him his birthday. Even if he's not already 13, we can still include him. I will stop here on the top line, and we'll finish tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.